go ahead and tell me this story.
Once there's a little boy who went to the store to buy something.
Okay.
And he went to get some cookies, which he pulled the box from the bottom, and the boxes all fell down. And the manager, he was very, very mad.
So this is Jesslyn, and it's number 876 for Teddy Miller. This is how the first one goes here in the blue box. Okay, can you tell me this story, please?
There once was a boy and a girl, and the girl was bouncing her favorite ball. She dropped it in the water. She didn't want to go in, so something happened. So the boy swam to the ball and got it for her. And she was so happy that she didn't go by the pool no more and bouncing it. And she smiled at the boy and said, "Thank you for getting my lovely ball."
Good story.
There once was a boy and a girl again, and they were going to jump into the pool. So they both ran to the jumper, and they would have seen the sign saying no running, but they didn't. And she scraped her knee, and he came running after. And then the manager, he came and saw her on the floor. And he took a band-aid and put it on her knee. And then he said, "No more running. You can hurt yourself again." Because there's such a sign saying, "No running." So you should listen to the signs or else you'll hurt yourself.
Very well told. Okay, I'm ready.
There once was a boy and a girl, and the boy had an airplane, which he wanted to play with. So he played with it, and then she said, "Ooh," and then he gave it to her. She played with it, and he wasn't that happy. She threw it, and it landed in the pool, and he was very, very mad. And he went, "You dropped my favorite toy, and I am angry at you." So the manager came again, saw the two fighting, and he said, "What's the problem?" And then the boy said, "She dropped my airplane in the water, and I can't get it." And she explained that it was an accident. He's like, "I can get that." And he tried and he tried, but he couldn't. He reached out as far as he could, but he was about to fall in. Then he cried. The boy cried to bits. The little boy cried to bits. Then the girl manager came, and she asked what was the problem. She had a net so she can get it. She reached as far as she can with it, and she got it in the net.
Good.
And she said, never play around with toys at the side of the pool, or else the toys will get stuck again. Mm. And he wouldn't play with his toy at the side of the pool anymore. Mm. So they both learned something for dropping toys into the water and getting hurt.
Okay, Jessalyn, tell me this one.
There once was a boy and a girl. They were making a sandcastle in the sand. So they both helped, and something bad happened. That the boy dumped all the sand on top, and something happened again. The sandcastle only had one thing sticking up, and the rest of the sand was on top of everything else. Mm-hmm. And he put it back up, and she was just waiting and waiting. There was a boy and a girl again, and they were going to have a picnic. So they set off to play someplace. And he ate lots and lots of stuff. And then something terrible happened to him. He got stuffed, dizzy, and he needed a doctor. It was wibbly, wobbly, and his stomach was growling. His stomach was really big, too. So she got a doctor, and then she pulled her all the way to him. And she's like, doctor, doctor, I need you really badly. There's someone who needs your help. So she said, say aw, and never knew it again when she was dead. So she brought him to the nurse at the nurse's place so he can lay down and have a rest. There once was a boy and a girl again who had a balloon. The girl had a balloon, and the boy said, can I see your lovely balloon? And he tried to get the balloon, but he untied it. And she said, don't do that, or else it would float away. And she was very mad at her. So she got steamed up, and he was still looking. And she was very, very angry. Mm-hmm. And he saw a balloon sailor. She was still steaming mad at him. He was still running. And she was holding on to her wing, and he was saying to get that balloon. But it was balloon for 5 cents. And he only had $5. So he said, if you don't have enough, you can't get a balloon. And they saw the doctor, so they ran to her and asked if they can have 5 cents. Because they wanted a balloon for her because he lost one. Because he wanted to pay her back. So She paid him, and they got the two balloons. And they hugged it and didn't let it float away. The end.
Good story. Great.